It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Bill.
Sarah Jones is the host with the most on Fox Footy. But last time she was on the Rush Hour,
Billy's fascinating story rendered her speechless.
Do you know, you hear what she'd said about the colours?
What
he really wanted is a bit of Essendon, which is red, and a bit of Richmond, which is yellow. And guess what you get when you get red and yellow when you put the paint together? Don't all stand there and say nothing.
Here to preview the AFL finals, please welcome Fox Footy's Sarah Jones.
That's what we served up last time we were in, Sarah. Do you remember that?
Gold, guys. Love it.
That's good why we win all the awards. Hey, I tell you what I love. Well, firstly, the fact that you're hosting them, which is obviously magnificent because I think Chiefs are the other option and I don't know where I'm going every time. But secondly, Sarah, I love the fact that all of these awards have been put together. So I'm talking All-Australian, NAB Rising Star, the MVP from the players, of course, the Coaches Association Champion Player of the Year, and the Coleman Medal. A big night for the host.
A huge night. And I think it's been such an awful year for everyone for so many reasons. So footy has been able to kind of get us through and watching the games every week. So I think everyone will have opinions and debate and dissect whatever happens tonight. And that's always good and always entertaining. Doing it all in the one night just makes it bigger and better and more exciting than ever before. So lots of players getting honoured and, it's going to be jam-packed.
It will be, Jonesy. Billy here, mate. It's great to have you on. Hey, how's it going to work? Because it's going to be bloody strange. There's no one in the crowd, is there? So you're going to throw to who? Nick Riewoldt and Jonathan Brown and things like that?
Yeah, so logistical nightmare, I suppose, for the producers to pull it all together and work with the AFL and the AFLPA. And that's been really cool that it's been the first time they've been able to merge all the things together. So Nick will be there. Brownie will be there. We'll have a couple of All-Australians from yesteryear introducing some different players. So guys like Brett Johnson and Bob Murphy will be part of it. So, it'll be good fun. The rundown is jam-packed. It's huge. So it'll be a good chance for footy fans to sit back and relax and kind of have a look at, you know, how the team, the All-Australian team, stacks up against their own opinions and the MVP and the other big one in the Coaches Award.
Well, the virtual thing interests me too, Sarah, because I must admit when I heard it was going to be a virtual Brownlow, I thought, oh, that'll be a bit weird. But then I watched the Emmys the other night, not much, about 20 minutes of it, just to see how it worked, and it actually worked okay.
Yeah, I watched the Emmys too, and it was fascinating the way they had what looked like a normal auditorium full of people, and it was just Jimmy kind of chatting to himself, and then Jennifer Aniston came in the ball gown, so that added a touch of glamour, and then they headed out and had people on screens and dialing in via Zoom, and it's amazing. If you had have said a year ago we would be running awards like this, you would think you're crazy, but we've become so accustomed to interviews happening via FaceTime and meetings happening via Zoom and school classrooms happening over the internet. I think we've come so far that it's really not a shock to the system to see an awards show done virtually. So it's really cool. A logistical nightmare for the people behind the scenes that have to technically make it all happen and make it all come together on the night. But for those of us that just stand in front of camera, it's just as fun as it is if you're in a big auditorium full of people. And in fact, for me, it's a little less nerve-wracking.
Yes.
Not having a whole room full of people there.
Ah, we're talking to Sarah Jones tonight, 7:30 on Fox Footy, and she runs Fox Footy, Jim.
No
let
doubt.
Me tell you, I walk
thank
in there
God
and she
does
tells
too.
Everyone what to do. It's the AFL Awards night, 7:30 tonight, Fox Footy. You been watching The Bachelor?
Oh, you know what? I've had no time to watch anything other. Well, I mean, to be honest, The Bachelor's not my go anyway.
What sort of question's that, Fat? We got one of the preeminent football.
There's been football on every single night of the week, Billy.
Well,
you should know that. We've been speaking. You throw to me, I throw to you all the time.
Yes.
I've been watching footy pretty much every night. Between that and homeschooling a prep, I haven't been doing too much.
Anyway,
else.
Well. No, The Bachelor, Lockie, he's got two girls. He's told him he both loves them. I just thought you might be Bella and Irina, which is a bad name.
It's a good thing we can edit all of this out, Sarah, because I don't even want this line of questioning anywhere near you, of course. Now, I can only say this from the level that I'm at, but by geez, when you...
By jingo.
By crikey, when you look at the Kangaroos and the Bombers, say you're in front, but not by much.
Oh, it's been another tough year, hasn't it, Jim? I mean, I said to someone the other day, the most fun I've had as a Bombers supporter this year has been watching the old reruns of the 1990s and the early 2000s on Fox Footy during the shutdown. I had a great time watching the 1993 prelim and that great game between the Bombers and North Melbourne, the famous comeback. But this year there just hasn't been too much to cling on to, and I think the frustration is really getting to a lot of Bombers fans. It's been a long time running out of patience. And just need a bit of clarity on what direction they're going in.
Did you watch the replay of the 2000 grand final during the week?
Yeah, that was on the weekend. So before Melbourne and the Bombers played on, I forget what day of the week it was. I think it was Saturday. They had the old replay on, and gosh, that was a good day. I was at the G on that day cheering on the Bombers, so that was a spectacular memory.
You were, Jonesy, because there's a photo here of Kevin Sheedy walking out onto the ground when they've won the grand final, and you're in the background.
Yeah. So that was right at the end of the coverage, and Sheed's walked past. I think Dad shook his hand just before that photo of me, and then we're just sitting there clapping along, and so excited. That was just, I spent that entire game incredibly nervous that the Bombers were going to lose because they were just the unbeatable side all year. And after the pain of the 1999 prelim, you just had to get the job done. So it was very exciting. Those were the days as a Bombers fan.
That's the only time I ever see Sheeds, that's all he ever says to me. Right. We gave you 99, Brayshaw. He never calls me James or Jim or Jay, but we gave you 99, Brayshaw. I always say to him, Sheeds, you wouldn't have beaten us. You would have got there, you wouldn't have beaten us. You know, we would have, we gave it to you. That's all. He never says, how are you? Or how are your family? Or that's the only sentence, Sarah, he ever says to me.
Didn't Dennis Pagan come out in an article a couple of weeks ago saying that he thinks it would have probably been Essendon had you met in the grand final?
Come on, he's been dealing with too many horses. Hey, we can't wait for tonight. It's going to be brilliant. AFL Awards on Fox Footy starting at 7:30 and magnificently handled by our girl, Sarah Jones. We look forward to it, Jonesy.
Awesome, boys. Appreciate your support. Looking forward to it.